All right, you've probably heard about how you always need to drink enough water. The old adage was something like, hold on a second. Eight glasses a day. Oh, they were talking about water. I'm sorry, I'm drinking something else.
Yeah.
Of course, water keeps you alive, but it also keeps you healthy, too.
Yeah, a new study from the National Heart, Lung, and Blood Institute finds adults who stay well hydrated appear to be healthier, enjoy a lower risk of developing chronic diseases, and may even live longer overall compared to less hydrated adults. Joining us now to explain is Dr. Michael Hurt, director of the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana. Dr. Hurt, thank you for joining us. First of all, your thoughts on these findings. Is keeping healthy really this simple?
No, it's not this simple, but it's a great first start. And we have known about the importance of drinking water for a long time, particularly on the heart. This study goes a little bit further and says, well, it's not just heart disease, but also helping you with your brain health, helping you reduce cancer risk and all kinds of other chronic illnesses that take out most of us if we're not careful to keep ourselves healthy and well hydrated.
You know, I have had kidney stones a few times in my life, and every time the doctor will tell me you need to be drinking more water, and they ask me how much water do you drink, and I tell them how much I drink, and they always tell me that's not enough. And not just for kidney stones, keeping your kidneys clean and healthy. How much water really do we need to be drinking? Because I've heard some different answers about this. You've heard the 8 glasses a day, and then I've heard other doctors say, well, you don't need that much. How much do you really need?
Well, that's a very, very important question because it varies according to who you are, what you're doing, and what time of year it is, right? Here in LA right now, today, dreary, cold, moisture content's pretty high in the air. You're indoors. You probably don't need as much water as when it's 113 degrees outside and you're going for a walk. So it depends on your activity level, depends on the time of year, and it depends on the size of your body, right? Larger people need more water, smaller people need less water. But what's most important to remember is that when you are under the age of about 60, your thirst mechanism is extremely sensitive. That means it will tell you to the ounce whether you are well hydrated or not. And you can ignore that sensation of thirst to your detriment, according to the study. But if you pay attention to it and drink when you're thirsty and stop when you're not, your body regulates your blood sodium level, which is a determination that this study used for hydration status, very, very precisely. As we get older, we're not that good at keeping our hydration status even, because that thirst mechanism starts to falter. And so people who are elderly can get behind on their water much more quickly than someone who's young. The problem is that we don't pay attention. We're too busy in a meeting. We're too busy with a report. We're too busy walking the factory floor to drink the water that we really need and pay attention to that thirst.
Doctor, I can remember when I got sick, it was just before COVID, as so many people were getting sick in the months leading up to COVID. And I know at one point I became severely dehydrated when I went to a pharmacy. And I guess what I'm wondering through all of that is, when we get sick, obviously it's that much more important to drink water. But are there bigger risks, I guess, when you're sick and dehydrated?
Yes, there are, because when you're sick, typically you also have temperature. You're producing a lot of mucus, right, which you're spitting out or putting into a tissue. And so fever increases dramatically the amount of fluids that you need. And when you're sick and in bed, do you really want to get up and go to the kitchen and get something to drink? Maybe not. And you can get yourself dehydrated. When you get dehydrated when you're sick, that can make you nauseous, make you even less interested in fluids, which then creates more nausea, less interest. And you can get into some trouble pretty easily if some of that's accompanied with some diarrhea. Now you're really talking about some serious dehydration, starting to feel lightheaded, dizzy. Those are warning signs, as is a darkening of your urine, that you are underhydrating. And it's a common problem. And, you know, you can shoot for rough numbers like, you know, 8 to 10 glasses of water for a female, 10 to 12 for the typical male. Again, more when you're exercising or it's hot outside. Those are typical, but your thirst mechanism and the color of your urine really help guide you in terms of how much hydration you need right now.
And doctor, very quickly, what about people who say, well, I don't drink water per se, but I drink tea, coffee, soft drinks. Right. Is that enough? Does that count?
Yes, it does count. As long as it's, you know, a liquid and it's going down, it does count. Because remember, most smoothies, they're 95% water. Soup, 95% water. Teas, obviously, mostly water. Coffee and caffeinated beverages, however, contain the substance caffeine, of course, that will cause some increased urination. So for every cup of coffee you're drinking, you should consider about half of that to be going toward hydration, because you will end up urinating the other half, you know, out. And remember, you can eat your way to hydration as well. Foods like cucumbers, zucchinis, watermelon, celery, carrots, radishes, jicama, these all are, you know, 95% water. And so you can get a lot of hydration just from what you eat, not just what you drink.
All right. Very good advice there. Dr. Hurt, thank you. Again, that's Dr. Michael Hurt, Director of the Center for Integrative Medicine in Tarzana.